And with that said, our first public hearing is conditional use number 1971, the applicant being Greg N. Johnson.
This is an application to consider the conditional use of land in an AR1 agriculture residential district for a countertop manufacturing business to be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Little Creek 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 8.145 acres, more or less, lying south of Route 64, also known as Whitesville Road, 500 feet east of U.S. Route 13, also known as Sussex Highway, and being identified on the tax rolls as tax map ID, District 532, Map 6, Parcel 87.02. For those present, the commission has been provided with an exhibit booklet that was submitted by the applicant on on October 14th of 2013. The exhibit booklet contains a copy of the application form, a copy of the survey site plan, an aerial photograph of the property, a copy of the tax map for the area depicting the parcels and zoning in the area, a copy of Deldot comments, a copy of the deed to the property, a description of the activities on the site from Warren Reed of Solid Image Incorporated, suggested proposed findings of fact, and suggested proposed conditions of approval. I made reference to the Deldot comments that were provided on July 23rd of 2013, and it references that the property is adjacent to U.S. Route 13 and is subject to the department's corridor capacity preservation program, that U.S. Route 13 is a limited access highway, that the property is located within an investment level 4 according to the state strategies map, that the property owner has a recorded ingress egress easement to Whitesville Road, being Road 64, and therefore full site access will be permitted via the easement. We also have comments from the County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. Those comments were provided on October 22nd of 2013 in the form of a memorandum referencing that the site is located in the Western Sussex Planning Area Number 4, that an on-site septic system is proposed, that conformity to the Western Sussex Planning Study will be required, that the proposed use is not in an area where the county currently has a schedule to provide sewer service, and therefore a concept plan is not required. Now, gentlemen, that's all I have unless you have questions.
Thank you, sir. Is there someone here representing this application?
Yes, sir. Mike Smith here on behalf of the applicant, Greg Johnson. If I could just put this over here on the easel to start with.
Yes.
I need to move this a bit closer.
If anyone has an interest in seeing what Mr. Smith has presented up here, you're welcome to come up and take a look, but just please, no speaking, because the microphones will pick it up and we're recording the meeting.
Okay. Thank you, sir. As I said, Mike Smith, I'm here on behalf of Greg Johnson as the applicant. Here with me tonight is Greg Johnson and Warren Reed of Solid Image. As Mr. Lank suggested, the application here is for a conditional use on lands in an AR1 district. The property that's at issue here is located on Route 13 in Del Mar, Delaware. The property does have frontage on Route 13, but as suggested, it is accessed via easement, which abuts Whitesville Road. It's very close to the intersection there. The basic overview of the property that we have here is, like I said, as suggested, it's located right in near that intersection of Route 13 and Whitesville Road. There are presently two improved buildings on the property. The one building is, by my calculation, 86 by 116 feet for a total of 9,976 square feet. The second building is 86 feet by 144 feet for a total of 12,384. The total square footage between both buildings is 22,360 square feet. I mentioned that primarily for the parking as it's shown on here. The proposed use for this site is for a manufacturing facility, a manufacturing and fabrication facility for countertops. And I'll have Warren speak more intimately about the business that he operates and what type of activities will occur on the property. The site plan shows parking based on Chapter 115, Section 162 for the wholesale and manufacturing of one for every two employees. Per Exhibit G of the exhibit booklets, Mr. Reed has indicated that there are 8 staff members that work from the production facility, and we have shown, I believe it's 9 spaces on the plan there for parking, and by the square footages that I mentioned, per section 167 of the code, we are between 20,000 and 40,000 square feet of total space on the buildings, and we would have to have 3 loading docks for that, and they are shown on the plan as well. I guess I'd just like to move right in now to, I'll ask Mr. Reed to come up here and I can ask him some questions about the use that he intends to do on the property. If you want to introduce yourself, you certainly can.
I'm Warren Reed, the owner of Solid Image Incorporated.
Okay. Warren, can you tell me a little bit about the fabrication business that you intend to operate from this property?
We bring in slabs of granite that are then cut and polished to load and go into residential and commercial buildings throughout the Delmarva Peninsula, and to we go to Baltimore and go north into Wilmington to travel the whole entire peninsula.
Where is the company's main office?
A little north on in Laurel on Route 13. Our showroom and offices are operated there in Laurel.
Are you proposing that there would be any sort of retail sales from this particular facility?
Not at all.
Okay. And could you indicate for me again, for the record, just how many employees would work from this particular site?
Approximately 8, one of them being part-time.
Okay. And can you tell me what the normal daily operation would be on site?
Usually there by 7 in the morning. Most time they go home 3:30, 4 o'clock. We get Tuesdays and Thursdays, we get our trucks, maybe 2 a day on Tuesday and Thursday.
Okay.
And guys leave in the morning. Come back typically at the end of the day to usually load their truck for all day.
Okay. When you say you usually get deliveries, can you tell me a little bit more specifically about that?
We get one 6-wheel flatbed truck and one small tractor trailer.
And how do those trucks, how would they access the site?
They come through the easement off of Waitsville Road, and we unload them with a forklift.
Okay. And daily operations for the fabrications of countertops, can you educate me as to how that's done?
As far as in the shop?
Yes.
We process the material in the shop with a CNC machine, granite bridge saw done with air compressors. We process it there, polish it, and manufacture or fabricate it to go out to be installed in someone's home.
Can you offer me any indication of the noise levels that you would expect from this particular facility?
Outside the facility, you can't hear it. The building's got, it'd be insulated enough to where you don't hear it. It's not any louder than 13 is.
Okay. Thank you. Really, that's the crux of the application that I have here. Included in the exhibit booklets are an aerial image, which is included as Exhibit C. That I think it's a little bit of a dated image. I don't have an exact year on that, but it does show both of the existing buildings that are located there. Those buildings in the image there appear to be the same size. However, the one that's located closest to Route 13, the westerly building, is the smaller of the two, and that would be the primary use for the operation within that building. The easement you can see there, the lane that comes into Whitesville Road, and you can also clearly see the intersection of 13 and Whitesville Road in the proximity to that. In Exhibit D, in the exhibit books that were presented, you can see some higher-end uses that are in the same area as this, some commercial uses there on 13. Some other businesses are located in that general facility. I believe it's Hale Trucking that's just down the street from this. One thing I didn't mention earlier is that this facility was formerly, for anyone that's familiar with this area, was formerly a shrimp manufacturing facility, and it was under an aquaculture use, which was a permitted use because of the size of this being over 5 acres. Permitted use for, I guess it was a growing of shrimp at that point. I'm not intimately familiar with that, but that's just as much as I know that it was some sort of a commercial shrimp operation. The other exhibits have been touched upon, the DelDOT response, the deed that conveyed the property to the applicant, and as mentioned, there is a recorded easement right to come in from Whitesville Road to this property. I think that's all I have.
All right, sir. Well, if you'd be kind enough, we'll see if any of the members of the commission or staff have any questions for you. We'll start with Mr. Ross.
Good evening, Mr. Smith. It was a shrimp facility by Mr. Hantworker, I believe, of Mr. Hantworker that had that for a while. I don't know what happened to it. I guess it went out of business. This is currently in operation, is that correct?
Yes, it is, sir.
And how long have they been operating there?
I would have to defer to Warren again on that, sir. I don't know the answer to that. Could you can step up here and speak into the microphone.
Approximately October last year.
And then you have on-site sewer and water, is that right?
Yes.
I don't notice a dumpster on your site plan. I guess you have a dumpster or whatever.
We do.
You do. In the final site plan, it'll have to be located on the site plan, and typically it's screened, okay? It'll be an area that's screened from public view. You don't know who your neighbors are going to be in the future, okay? Lighting, outside lighting for nighttime security, do you have?
None.
How about company vehicles? Are there parked overnight? There are some. How many of those?
Most of them. Most of them are parked inside. Once in a while, they get parked outside.
Okay.
Depending on what we're working on in the shop.
But you may have
maybe two or three outside.
But you don't operate at night, so they could use the parking spaces while you're closed.
Yeah, absolutely.
Right?
Yeah, yes.
And they would fit in those spaces,
mm-hmm.
right? And the spaces you have depicted are for your employees only,
mm-hmm.
since you have no retail sales. I notice in your exhibit book you say a small sign would be nice. The code allows for a 4x8 sign, and would that be sufficient?
Yes.
Do you plan on lighting that sign or just leaving it unlit?
I guess if we get it's too far to run electric, we probably wouldn't light it.
And if I may, Mr. Ross, I believe this signage would only be for the purposes of locating it for delivery. You could certainly elucidate on that, because there is no intention to do retail.
4x8 is basically 32 square feet, so
yeah.
Should be adequate, I think. I've got your 8 employees. In the exhibit booklet, it talks about hours in a general sense, but if I use the extremes, it would be 6 a.m. to 6 p.m. Is that adequate?
Mm-hmm.
And then you talked about deliveries, but you didn't mention if those deliveries were only in the daytime or if you had nighttime deliveries.
Only during business hours.
So they would be within the 6 and 6. Okay. That's all I have, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. Mr. Johnson?
Mr. Chairman, I've reviewed materials, and after the questions asked by Commissioner, I have no questions at this point.
Sir, Mr. Burton.
I just have one. Will there be outside storage of any slabs?
Yes, there would be on this site.
And where will they be located?
I'll let Warren, if maybe you could point it out on there where they are.
They're in the rear of the building, on the southern side of the building.
They're on the concrete in the back.
Okay. But you plan on using both the buildings?
No.
One would be used primarily just for storage as necessary. By the nature of these buildings, as they were constructed for shrimp growing, I'm not sure if there's a technical term for that, I don't know it, but I think that the idea is to create as warm an environment as possible, and that sometimes is humanly unbearable. So the existing building that's being used has been modified to allow for human occupancy. The other one still has quite a thermal incubator nature to it, so it would only be for storage at this point in time. That we do not intend to construct any improvements to the property.
Thank you very much. No further questions.
Director Lank?
No questions.
Assistant Director Abbott?
No questions.
Counselor?
No questions.
All right, gentlemen, well, if you'll be kind enough to take a seat nearby, we'll see if anyone has an interest in your application.
Thank you.
Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of conditional use number 1971, Greg Johnson? Is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone on the commission or staff have any additional questions?
I do, Mr. Chairman.
Yes, sir.
It concerns any outside displays of materials. Mr. Smith?
Yes.
Is there any plans to have any displays of outside materials, you know, the slabs of material? I've seen other similar operations where they have, you know, stacks of the countertops, you know, for public view or indirect advertising.
We have a retail location 1.5 miles north of this location, and we display slabs in the field on US 13. So that's where any customers will come. We just keep materials at the shop to fabricate for sold jobs.
Okay, so then in the conditional application that you submitted, one of the conditions that we could possibly impose would be that there would be no outside display of materials, and you're okay with that?
We're storing them outside, so I don't know.
Well, it's a difference between storing and then having stuff up by the route, you know, 13 corridor, you know, as a...
Okay.
And I don't believe that presently there is a large expanse, and I don't know if the footage is on here. I believe it is.
Yes, there is.
430 feet, and presently, you can correct me if I'm mistaken on this, but there is no items being stored in that 430 feet towards Route 13, and I don't believe the intention is to do that at this point either.
So a condition might say that there will be no storage of outside material to the west of the building.
I think that would be reasonable, yes.
Does it have to be the immediate west? I mean, how far out? Could there be some parameters on what side?
How far, when you're storing this
about 50
materials?
Feet.
50 feet. Okay, so beyond like 50 feet of the building. In other words, what I don't want to have happen is, you know, 2 years from now, all of a sudden we have, you know, all these slabs that are up by the highway, and it's like a psychological billboard of sorts, you know.
Certainly.
Okay. Thank you.
All right, sir.
I have no further questions, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you. And if there's no other interest in this application, we'll close the public hearing. We'll invite you to spend the rest of your Thursday night with us to see if we make a decision, or you may wish to call the office in the morning.
Thank you all.